Duffy Brown joins me in the studio tonight. She lives right here in Southwest Ohio and is the author of the Consignment Shop series Mysteries. Tonight, we're going to talk about the first novel in her new series. The book is titled Geared for the Grave. Yes. Duffy, welcome back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you for having me. It's wonderful being here.
So if you would just start us off with the title of the series, because there's a play on words here, and then where you chose to set the novel, because those two are connected.
They are. I love Geared for the Grave because it's a northern book. My other series is my southern book, so this is my northern book. And I thought sometimes when cozy mysteries or mystery authors, they will make up their towns. They will make up their settings or whatever. But I truly like having in a place that already exists. The other series is set in Savannah. And I thought this time I want to go north. And so we went to Mackinac Island and went to Michigan and just had a great time. And Geared for the Grave is because it's called a psychopath mystery series. It's a takeoff on psychopath. So we've got psychopath. And so Geared for the Grave. And the next one is Breaking for Bodies. The third one is Tandem Demise. So they're all kind of connected into this bicycle idea.
We were talking a bit before we went on air, and this is a beautiful place on the earth. We both love it a lot. However, we quickly discover that all is not well on Mackinac Island in Geared for the Grave. So tell us about who Bunny is and then who Evie is.
If you go to Mackinac Island, it's like all the island. It's only an 8-mile chunk of island. It's a very small island, but it's kind of divided into the Bluffies and the Townies. And the Bluffies are like the rich folk who live up on the bluffs, and they live in things called cottages. This is not cottages like, yes, like Little Red Riding Hood in the forest. Cottages up there are these lovely, truly lovely Victorians. So they are the rich that live up on the bluffs, and they want to keep the island very historic. The people in town are trying to make a buck. They're selling fudge, and they're going having restaurants, and they don't want quite the historic restrictions so that they can make a buck. And so there's this conflict. Bunny, who is from the bluffs, she winds up dead, and one of the townspeople, his name is Rudy, is accused of the murder. And Edie, who is over there, she's on the island. She has come from Chicago to help Rudy. He gets accused of murder, and she has to prove him innocent, or she is going to lose her job.
Well, there's quite a cast of characters in this novel.
Characters is the word, I think.
Yes. Lots of suspects to choose from. So introduce us to some of them, because it's quite a varied bunch of folks.
Bunny is not loved by one and all, especially the people in the town, because she wants to preserve the island to just be very historic. And so she's fighting on one side of the town council. And then the people in town, of course, are fighting the other way. They don't want all these restrictions. So there's this butting of the head. So when she winds up dead because her brake cable has been cut, there's a lot of suspects because they did not like Bunny trying to push this forth. One of the people is, his name is Smithy, and he is the blacksmith. He runs the blacksmith. And so he doesn't want all these restrictions on him. And then there's another one. His name is Jason Bourne, who they think is a hitman, but he is really not a hitman. Wait till you find out what he really does.
Interesting.
So there are just all these characters. And what they're trying to do, since Bunny has died, the Mackinac Island survives on their tourists. Death is not good for business. So what they have to do is try and hide this body from the tourists, because they don't want the idea that murder is associated with Mackinac Island. This is not good for tourism. So they end up stashing the body. Actually, it's in the freezer of Dowd's Market. And there really is a Dowd's Market up there. And I've been in there, and I know where the freezer is. And so they stash the body there till the big tourist season is over. And that's kind of what we're playing on. Mm.
Although it's antagonistic at first, there's a bit of a budding romance going on also, isn't there?
Yes, there is. There is a sheriff. His name is Nate Sutter, and he is from Detroit. And he, kind of a mystery man, we don't know what is he doing on Mackinac Island. This is a far cry from Detroit. And he believes that Rudy, who is this prime suspect in this murder, is guilty. And Evie, who is working for Rudy, is trying to prove him innocent so she can keep her job. And even though they butt heads at first, at the very end, things are kind of heating up a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's a mystery. It's more of a mystery than it is a romance.
I'm interested in your writing process, because you obviously alluded before to the upcoming novels in this series. So when you begin a new series, do you essentially outline or plot all three, or however many novels you're going to write?
I write for Penguin. It's Berkeley Prime Crime, so it's under the Penguin umbrella. When they buy mysteries, especially cozy mysteries, they will buy in groups of three because they want the series effect. And when you make the proposal to them, they want to know basically what the initial book is going to be, and then they want to know how this is going to tie into the other books. So you really kind of know what the other three books are going to be. And I think that's pretty much across the board with cozy mysteries.
You've mentioned cozy mysteries a couple of times, and this is like a sub-genre of the crime and suspense genre. So what are the qualities of a cozy mystery?
Cozy mysteries are mysteries without the blood, guts, and gore, is how I explain it. They do not have graphic body parts flying. We don't have a lot of angst here. We concentrate more on the lighter side of mystery, the lighter side of murder. If you watch Castle on TV, if you like Sherlock Holmes, if you like Agatha Christie, those are what we would consider cozy mysteries. If you're into CSI, if you're into Criminal Minds, not so much. You know, that's the graphic side. I have a daughter who is a designer, but she's in New York City. And so going to New York City, I mean, she a big city out there, and how she had a struggle to kind of make her way. She's doing well now, but it really is a struggle. So I kind of based it off of my daughter, Anne, who has gone to New York City. And you know, it's kind of hard to make your way there. So what Edie is trying to do is to get a promotion with her boss. Her boss's father is the one who owns the bicycle shop on Mackinac Island. So she goes to Mackinac Island to help the father to make brownie points so she can get a promotion. And while she's over there trying to make brownie points, here the dad gets accused of murder. This is not going to make brownie points at all. So, but I really used it with my, you know, kind of my daughter who is a designer and painter and all that.
Tell me this, in terms of your writing, did you always write? I mean, from a child, did you always write, or did you come to this as an adult, or what started you on the cozy mystery path?
I came to it late. I didn't really start writing until I was past 40. I started off in romance. I wrote for many years, and then I finally got published in romance, and I wrote for Harlequin, I wrote for Kensington, and then I decided my real love is mystery. And I thought, I'm going to switch genres and switch to mystery, and I truly love writing the mystery. In fact, my romance, when I was writing romance, the editors would always say, there is so much mystery in here for a romance. And I'd say, but I like the mystery so much more than I like the romance. So that's kind of how I made the switch.
Well, I think you have another book coming out momentarily, actually. So tell us about that and tell us what's next in this series as well.
This is the Southern series, and it just came out, and it's called Dead Man Walker. And it is the fourth book in the series, and these are the ones that are set in Savannah. And if you followed it all along, Walker Boone is kind of our mystery man there. He is an attorney, and we don't know a whole lot about him all the way through the three books. And we don't know a lot about his background, actually. And so Dead Man Walker is written from his point of view, and which makes it different because the other books are all from the female point of view. The protagonist is a female. And it's only a novella. It's only an e-read only because it's only 70 pages. So that's why Penguin decided not to make it a paper print. They just did it with e-read. But you can download it, of course, any place. And even if you don't have an e-reader, there's free apps at Barnes & Noble, any of the bookstores, Amazon. You just get the free app, and then you can download it onto your iPad, onto your phone, or even onto your computer. And then after that, in April, which is 2 months away, then the next book comes out, which is called Demise in Denim. And it starts where Dead Man Walker leaves off. At the end of Dead Man Walker, Walker Boone is on the run for murder. And then in Demise in Denim, the book picks up right there and goes on. Her name is Reagan, and Reagan is taking the police on a wild goose chase so Walker Boone can get away on her pink moped, of all things. So more crazy in the South. So here we go.
It's fun to visit with you tonight. Thanks so much for coming. We'll look forward to the upcoming books and certainly had a good time with Geared for the Grave.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast.
I've been talking with Duffy Brown about her first novel in her Psychopath series. It's titled Geared for the Grave. You'll find more information about it at WVXU.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray. Thank you.